Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Recently, I had the opportunity to speak with Joel Chernoff, the man, the myth, the legend. He was formerly from the group Lamb. His parents were Martin and Johanna Chernoff, pioneers in the Messianic movement, and he has recorded so many wonderful songs. But now he's written his first book, The Daily Nash. We're going to talk all about that and more in just a moment. Stay with me. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. Here is an oldie but goodie when Joel was part of the group Lamb, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu. Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu.
Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Next, a few songs from the CD Restoration of Israel. This is Blessed Be the Lord God.
the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey!
Who alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful things? Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey!
Who alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful things? Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Let the whole earth be filled. Let the whole earth be filled.
Hey!
The whole earth is filled with His love.
The whole earth
is filled with His joy.
The
whole earth is filled with His glory. God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey!
Who alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful things?
Who
alone does wonderful
things?
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Let the whole earth the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013, with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road, Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Stay tuned for an interview with Joel Chernoff, and you'll find out how you can win a copy of his new book, The Daily Nosh. Next up, Holy Unto You.
To you, holy unto you, hear this humble prayer and make me holy unto you. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Hear this humble prayer. Make me Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Lord, I come to you with a humble heart, seeking more of you, wanting less of me, wanting more of you. From my deepest parts, God of mercy, comes an urgent prayer that my heart's desire is to you draw near. Holy unto you, holy unto you, hear this humble prayer and make me holy unto you. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Hear this humble prayer. Make me Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. I give myself to you on the altar lay. Spirit, come and fill, so that I can more follow and obey. Let your light more shine in this wounded heart. Clean and purify, so that you can more of yourself impart. To you, holy unto you, hear this humble prayer and make me holy unto you. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. Hear this humble prayer. Make me Kadosh, Kadosh Lecha. kadosh lecha. Hear this humble prayer, make me kadosh, kadosh lecha. Make me holy, make me holy.
Amen, amen. Yeshua made me holy. Hallelujah. I am cleansed through the blood of the Lamb. Next up, here's a word from Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And now here is a beautiful duet with Joel and his daughter Sharon, also known as Shay Wilbur. This is called Fall on Me, and it's from the CD Come Dance With Me.
Lord, you are beautiful. Your mercies abound. And you are faithful to release your spirit now.
And we are hungry to know you more.
Stretch forth your hand to me, to you my heart restore.
Fall on me, Holy Spirit of God, fall on me. My heart with your fire, fall on me. You alone I desire. Come, Lord, fall on me.
Come quickly, Holy One. Stretch forth your hand. Down and lift me up and breathe on me again.
Fall on me, Holy Spirit of God, fall on me. Fill my heart with your fire, fall on me. You alone I desire. Come,
Lord, fall on me.
Fall on me, Holy Spirit of God, fall on me. Fill my heart with your fire, fall on me. You alone I desire. And we are hungry to know you more.
Stretch forth your hand to me, to you my heart restore.
That is such a beautiful song. Again, it's from the CD Come Dance With Me. There's another song from that CD that we sing in our congregation, and I think they sing it in congregations all across the world. It's called Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah,
and Israel will say, Amen.
So let the nations sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah,
and Israel will say, Amen. And Israel.
Ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Hey!
So let the nations sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah,
and Israel will say, Amen.
So let the sing and praise Him, and Israel will say, Amen. Sing all you nations, hallelujah,
and Israel will say, Amen. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord.
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Another really cool song that Joel wrote is called Jew and Gentile, and we're going to listen to a violin solo from Les Morrison, and he's playing that song, Jew and Gentile. But while you're hearing that song, I want to tell you a little bit about Joel. Joel Chernoff is the General Secretary and CEO of the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, MJAA, which is the largest voice institution representing the Messianic Jewish community worldwide. He's the founder and board chairman of the Joseph Project, the largest humanitarian aid importer in Israel, responsible for importing over $120 million worth of humanitarian aid. He's the executive director of the Alliance for Israel Advocacy, the AIA, the public policy arm of the MJAA, as well as executive director of MJAA Ethiopian Relief, which ministers to the Jews of Ethiopia and working towards their final exodus to Israel. Joel is also the Senior Vice President of International Messianic Jewish Alliance, the IMJA, which encompasses national alliances in 16 countries. Prior to his work with the MJAA, Joel was the founder, composer, and lead singer for Lamb, a contemporary Messianic Jewish music group that pioneered and popularized the genre of music known today as Messianic Praise and Worship. Lamb has recorded 12 albums that have sold hundreds of thousands of recordings, with numerous songs in the top 10 contemporary Christian music charts in the 1970s and 80s. Joel and his wife Miriam Levy Chernoff live in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. So it gives me great pleasure to bring you this interview with Joel. And after the interview, I'll tell you how you can win a copy of his book, The Daily Nash. Shalom, Joel Chernoff. Welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Ethel, and shalom to all of your listeners out there, your myriads of fans. Shalom, everybody, in the name of Yeshua.
Boy, you know, it's incredible to be talking to you. You are the son of pioneers in the Messianic movement, and you've recorded such wonderful music with Lamb and then individually. And now the Lord has led you to this book, The Daily Nash. I want to know, how did you even come up with the name? And tell me all about this book.
Well, The Daily Nash really is a product of my personal devotional life over the past 50 or so years. When I became a very strong believer back in the days of the Jesus people movement, the Yeshua people movement, as we would say today, the first thing the Lord did after he supernaturally touched me was to give me a tremendous hunger for the scripture. That hunger just increased over a period of time, and I would spend increasing amounts of time in the scripture, reading it, first of all, becoming acquainted, and then studying it. And in the margins of my Bibles over time, I would write down insights, comments, thoughts, etc. I would just put them into the margins of my Bible. And of course, over a period of years, you go through a couple of Bibles, a few. And so I would transfer all those notes over into the pages of those Bibles. So over a period of decades, the Lord gave me a lot of insights. And I must say that was an answer to prayer, because when I was 19 and 20, the Lord gave me a life verse, which was Psalms 25, 4 and 5. Show me thy ways, O God. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. on you do I wait all of the days. So I wanted the Lord to teach me his ways all of my days, and he's been faithful to do that. So where did the daily nosh come from? It came from the margins of my Bible and the insights the Lord gave me throughout the years. And I first began to write them probably 7 years ago at least, when my kids were getting older, Sharon, Aaron, and Alicia Chernoff, and I actually mentioned this in the introduction to the book and the acknowledgement portion, that I, as they became adults, I just got the idea to send them. I called it Dad's Daily Nosh, and I would send it to them early in the morning, believing and hoping and praying that these insights would help them as they face the challenges of life. And so I began writing them to them, and I would shape them into a nosh. A nosh in Yiddish is a snack. It's just a short, something small. It takes the edge off of your hunger, and it's short and tight.
Could it be a bagel? So could it be a bagel?
bagel. It could be a bagel. A bagel could be a snack for sure. So I began writing them, and as a musician, there's a certain form, and there are formulas for writing music, writing songs, I should say. The Lord gives me the melody line, but then you have to craft it into a song. And then the song has to fit in certain contemporary forms, or they wander and they're not good. So I learned that concept when I was writing music a lot. I applied the same concept to writing noshes, that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And of course, it was something new to me, so I had to practice this and practice. I practiced on my kids. Well, they loved it, and then eventually other people saw it, and they said, man, you got to figure out a way to get this to the public. Then I started writing them or letting the MJA use them as a way of attracting traffic to our website. And then we started sending them out to just a daily nosh out to all of our email addresses. So it kind of evolved over a period of time. And then I realized, I should do this 365 days in an entire year. I kept on writing new ones. And over a period of time, I developed a full year and beyond. So that's how I came to do it. Then I said to myself, let's start editing this down into a book. And that took time. I went through 8 edits myself to really tighten up those noshes into something strong, strong and hard.
Eight
times I went through this editing.
Wow.
And then I had an outside editor do the same thing, and they gave me all of their edits. Some of them I kept, some of them I didn't. And then I said, okay, I've got something, but I got a problem. I developed, to answer the problem, 3 nosh tools, we call them, because I would be experiencing life every day. And of course, these are noshes that were blessing me too. And so I would say, man, there's a great nosh on this issue that I'm dealing with, but I don't know where it is. It's 365, but I think it's in the book of Ezekiel. So I developed 3 nosh tools to help myself really find these noshes when I need them. And the first one was a nosh tool by calendar day. And I put a teaser line out beside so that I could go through. If I said, I don't know where this nosh is, but I do think it was in the first quarter, I could quickly go back and look at the teaser copy January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, all the way through, and I can scan that and see if I can find it. The second Nosh tool was every Nosh by book of the Bible. So that if I knew approximately where it was in the book of Isaiah, I could quickly go back to that tool and look in the book of Isaiah and see every Nosh and by order and their teaser. Oh, there it is. And then the third Nosh tool was a topical index. There are like 80-some odd topics that it covered. Everything from parenting to faith to believing God to accountability, all kinds of topics. And I organized all of them into a topical index so that if you knew it was about giving or tithing or it was about parenting, bang, you could go there. And I actually used the topical index as a reference tool when I put together messages that I'm going to give from the Bema. So I had three Nosh tools. That took me time to develop those. And then I had to verify every single reference, both in the Daily Nosh and in the Nosh tools. Miriam and I worked on that for so much time just to make sure everything was absolutely locked down accurate. And so it took a long time to get this book into real publishing form.
Wow.
And I think I started working with a publisher last summer.
Is this your first book, Joel?
This is my first book, yeah.
Aw, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here's a question for you. Would this be a good witnessing tool if this book was given to a Jewish person who doesn't yet know Messiah? Would it be a good introduction to the Word for them?
This book was designed conceptually. And I worked with the publisher on the artwork because I had a concept for it with the coffee and initially a bagel, but they felt that the donut would be a little bit more commercial.
Oi!
So almost, Ethel. We almost got the bagel.
I tell you.
But I told them that I envision this in inspirational racks and airports and all over. And I said it has to be warm, inviting, that they associate it with breakfast, their first coffee of the day, and they settle down, and it's short, it's easy for them to read the passage and read the Nosh, and it's done. They can then move on to their own devotions, etc. But I said it has to be warm and inviting for anybody, whether they are, of course, I was thinking, believer or not. It's everyday spiritual encouragement. And the idea is that everybody needs encouragement, especially in these days. They are darker and darker spiritually. The world is getting crazier. And I wanted people who were believers or not, that they would see that book and be drawn to the cover and to the back cover. If they pick it up and read it, the scripture is divinely inspired by a supernatural creator and permeated with instruction on how to live our most successful life. And then I go on to say, here are just a few of the incredible benefits I have personally discovered and experienced from knowing and living by the wisdom found in its pages. And then I just list them: success, peace, favor, wisdom, understanding, long life, integrity, meaningful life, clear conscience, love, happiness, deliverance in times of trouble, and personal freedom.
Everybody
wants those things.
Oh, yeah. I love it, Joel. Well, listen, the important thing here, the million-dollar question is, for all of those people that want to run to order this book, The Daily Nosh by Joel Chernoff, where is the best place to get it?
It is only available at this time at www.dailynosh.us. Dailynosh.us. If you go there, you can order the book right now, and it will be shipped out. It is in stock. It is available now, and we are shipping. So please go to dailynosh.us.
I see this as a great gift for the holidays coming up, Christmas, Hanukkah, and of course you've got your normal things like birthdays, but this would be a fantastic gift. And you know, Joel, I love what you shared about originally writing these for your children. That just really warmed my heart and it really blessed me. And I'm really excited that you did this. But you know, now that you've done this, now that you've written your first book, have you thought about writing other books? Because you have so many experiences in your life. The Lord has led you to so many places around the world, and you have been involved in so much in the messianic world. I'm just wondering if you, now that you've had a chance to write a book, what about other books? Do you think you might do that?
Yeah, interestingly, this was a great learning experience in the self-publishing, even though we are looking for a national and international publisher. But in terms of learning how to publish a book and so forth, I probably have four or five books in me. I have a follow-up to this book, which is going to—I'm excited about—which is called Faith Noshes, just on the subject of faith. It's not going to be as many of them. There will be maybe 90, 100 of them, but they're just—and some of them are in the Daily Nosh, but they. I have a good 100 passages that are key passages about faith and how to release the supernatural in your life. And so that I am really excited to work on. I am also working on a book of, and I have over 450. These are supernatural words out of the scripture. God, over a period of my life, has literally, I mean, the Bible is supernatural, and the Spirit of God interacts, uses it to sometimes interact in a direct fashion with us and with me. And sometimes when I'm dealing with things, I'm thinking about things, I'm concerned about things, he will speak, literally highlight a piece of scripture, a sentence out of a verse. Sometimes it's in context, sometimes not, and he will speak it to me. It'll jump off the page and whoo, and it's whoa. And so I underline those passages with no comment because it was literally a communication. And I have found, I've been writing those down in a book and compiling. These are words in the wilderness. These are supernatural. And I just tested them on my sister and a few other people to see if they had the same impact, and it did. So I'm going to compile those into a book, maybe three of them a day, that you can open, read, and go and see if the Lord speaks to you in a supernatural, if it speaks to an issue from yourself. Then I have two other books, that one of them I'm actually working on now, which is Meditations from God's Law, or In God's Law. And this is a book, this is a topical or a devotional commentary on the Torah. It's already written. I'm just editing. I'm in the editing phases now. And it's a very exciting process because I actually wrote it in 1995. But and it was called Every Man's Torah at that time. But now that I've gone through the publishing process, this is going to be, it's going to open up the Torah in a Davidic way, what I call a Davidic way, where David says in the book of Psalms 119 that the law of God has made him wiser than his elders, victorious over all of his enemies. And he lists several incredible benefits that as I meditated on it, I went, man, I must be missing something. I got to go back to the Torah and just make a study of it because I want to meditate on it. I don't just want to study it. I want to meditate on it so that I can get out of it what David was getting out of it. And so I had to go down and break down all the laws into all the laws on thievery, all the laws on sexual immorality, all of the laws on sacrifices, all the laws on. And so I first of all categorized them so that I could meditate on them. That was the key. So let's say that I have 30 passages on some topic like thievery. There are 30 passages. So now that I've got them organized one after the other, now I take the first passage and I read it and I meditate on it. And if there's any thoughts that I get, I write them down. Then I go to the second passage and I compare it with the first passage and I just meditate on it. And if there's any further insight or thoughts, then I go ahead and write that down. And then I go to the third passage. I do the same thing. I repeat the process and I compare with the first two. And I go through all of these passages one by one. And of course, you can imagine as you go through them, you have more and more insights into who God is, what his personality. Why does God say, well, in this case, you should pay back twice the thing that you stole, or three times, or four times? You start asking questions, and you start getting into God's personality, which is what I really wanted, was to find out who he is, and the way he thinks, and so forth. And that's the power of the Torah. It is the most concentrated revelation of God's personality anywhere else. Everything else is built off the Torah. So that whole study, that devotional commentary, I actually wrote in 95, and now I'm going through it in a much more professional fashion and adding to it, highlighting life lessons, insights into God's personality. It's a journey. It's a journey, understanding the scripture.
Wow, and what's really so cool about it is that as you draw closer to God, and as you do all this research, you're being blessed, and you're writing it down, and it's going to bless others, but it's having this huge impact on you as well as you're going through it. It's increasing your faith, and it's having like a domino effect, if you will. So
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm very excited hearing about what you're going to be doing. Wow. So I was going to ask, how would you like us to be praying for you? But I think one of the prayers would be for just divine inspiration and to hear the voice of God and energy and organization and what else?
Well, I mean, look, getting it out there. I mean, the daily nosh, really, it is a real challenge in terms of getting the word out, spreading it, and exposing the book to the public so that people can benefit. So tell all your friends. Go to dailynosh.us, and you can find it there. You can also find it on the lambmessianicmusic.com website.
Oh, yeah, I heard of them.
Messianicmusic.com website. Yeah. Go there and you can order it there too.
Wonderful. Oh, Joel, this is just fantastic. We have come to the end of our time together, but I just want to thank you so much. I know that you're so busy, and the fact that you took time to do this interview really means a lot to me. And I'm going to do my part in spreading the word. You can be assured I will tell everyone I know, and believe me, I know a lot of people.
You do. I know you do. Thank you so much, Ethel, and God bless you today. Shalom to all of your listeners.
Oh, shalom, shalom. God bless you, Joel. Until next time.
Next time. Shalom.
Shalom. And that was my interview with Joel Chernoff. And a few minutes ago, you heard the violin solo from Les Morrison, but I know you want to hear the whole song with Joel singing. This is Jew and Gentile. Visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore at Shemayas Royale to put your name in a drawing to win a copy of the Daily Nosh.
Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah.
so the world might believe. Ha! Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah.
For Yeshua is you. The prophets of old speak much of Messiah. Death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, hey, 'twas for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar was stained to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua.
Yivarechech Adonai vayismorecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha vikunecha. Yis Adonai panavalecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.